Waiting for a girl like you. We'll be popping downstairs very, very shortly. See what's going on in the old darts competition. I think they might be getting well through that by now. 7:30 tomorrow's weather, a little bit over the top. Current sea conditions here, well, they're calm. Visibility is good. This is Matthew Wilder from last year. Remember this song.
Susan has to get a double 12 and she's about to throw to try and get it.
Of course she missed it.
14. So you need a double 5.
Oh, is she not, is she thrown her 3 darts?
No, that's the first dart. She's just going for double 5.
Susan's very quiet down there. Can we have some noise, please?
Some noise, please, gentlemen. It's probably because we've only got through about 5 litres of this GBH brew so far.
There's still quite a bit more to go, isn't there?
Yeah, what's that, 155 left?
What, pints?
No, litres. I'm talking in litres. What is it? You said 160?
There's quite a lot to go, yeah, but...
160 pints, was it?
There's always more for another day, of course.
Of course, why not? Did you get the result of the last quarter final?
No, I didn't, sure. No. What was it?
It was Tony against Fiona, that's Tony Winks, and Tony got his way in the end with Fiona.
He got his way with Fiona.
He gave her a beating.
Very nice indeed. Shush, when you've been on as long as me, you don't like hearing words like that.
I'm sorry. Well, then let me put it another way. Fiona lost to Tony and was beaten. The outcome was that she was beaten. Tony, Ian and Simon so far in the course of finals. And this one, latest score is Susan has 3 to get and Fritz 14 to get.
Right, okay, then
he looks in top form, this Cloggy, actually. He's doing very well.
These Dutch are like that, you know, aren't they?
Can I drop a massive hint?
Yeah, go on.
Alan Parsons Project, latest album.
Yeah. Side two. Sooner or later.
Wrong. Side two, sub two, last track.
Oh, yeah, I know the one. That's the one I've been playing for ages.
What was that? Now, that wasn't a bottle, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was an empty glass, thank goodness.
Yeah, right.
Okay, then we've got two records on the turntable now. And,
okay.
We'll play the one that gets the loudest cheer. Okay, so who wants to hear the Human League and Don't You Want Me?
Yeah, well, let's have the other one first.
And the other one, I've forgotten the other one. Oh, yes, Imagination, Flashback.
Right.
So we've got Human League, Don't You Want Me, and Flashback by Imagination. Which one do you prefer?
Right. Human League, anyone? Imagination? Decided.
I think it's decided, isn't it?
It's a walkover.
It is, yes. What we'll have to do, we'll have to open the phone lines one day to the ship, eh?
Right.
And get the listeners to request their favourite
records. I wonder
records.
If they're listening. Northfoland, hello.
Thank you, Wally. We'll be down to you very, very shortly. Now let's go back to 1981, Human League.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. Thank you.
Line from the North Sea, the Human League. That was called Don't You Want Me, 20 minutes to 8 now the time, this Sunday evening. It's Easter Sunday. John Lewis here with you on Radio Caroline. That was from 1981, remember that song? Well, I've just been told by Fritz that all the dart competitions so far have been decided, so we'll have another draw very, very shortly. But before we do that, let's remember how Radio Caroline came back on the air in August 1983.
Test transmission from Radio Caroline on 319 meters, 963 kilohertz. Our programs commence at 12 noon tomorrow. You're listening to a test transmission from Radio Caroline on 319 meters, 963 kilohertz. Our programs commence in precisely 9 minutes' time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Caroline on 319 meters, 963 kilohertz. I'm Tom, and for the next hour, I'd like to take you on a couple of musical journeys through the past two decades.
This is Europe's first and only album station, Radio Caroline. Peter Clark, Simon Barrett, Carl Kingston, Grant Benson, Scotty, Peter Quinn, Robin Ross, Andy Archer, Dixie Peach, Tom Anderson, John Lewis.
From Radio Caroline, the Loving Awareness Band, that was called In a Movie. It's 7:45 for those of you who would like it the other way around. It's a quarter to eight. We'll say hello to Wally once again.
Hello, mate. Here we are. We're ready with the draw for the semi-finals of the darts competition now. Just firstly, I'll give you the winners of the four quarterfinals. They were Simon, Ian, Tony and Fritz. And they are, those four names are in the glass and they're going to be drawn in just a moment. One other little thing before we go to that is a little bit of information here about Morris men. Have you ever done any Morris dancing, Johnny?
Well, I haven't actually. No, no, no.
I can't quite imagine you in a Morris dance, actually. You haven't exactly got the physique.
No, that's true.
mildly.
I've done a few dances in my time, but never Morris dancing.
Actually, I'd like to see you and Susan Charles together doing a Morris dance.
That's shocking.
Anyway, the Knock Deep, this is true, actually. This is not a send-up. The Knock Deep Morris men from Walton on the Naze will be dancing in the pubs of Walton, and that's on the first Saturday of May. First Saturday of May. They're doing a tour of the pubs of, it sounds like an excuse for a pub crawl to me, actually. Is that right, Tony? It's Tony that gave me the information.
It sounds like I'll have to go along there.
Why not? Why not? It would be nice. Anyway, would you like this draw now?
Yeah, go on then.
It's just once again, it's Simon, Ian, Tony and Fritz in the semi-finals. And the first name out of the glass is...
Simon.
Right. Against...
Wally.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Tony.
Simon against Tony, which means... Well, we'll do it properly.
Left Ian and...
Ian against...
You're playing Fritz.
Ian against Fritz. Ian the skipper against Fritz the clog. Simon the Wally against Tony the fisherman.
Ian's up here at the moment, so I just told him he's playing Fritz.
What? Can he hear me?
No, he can't hear you at the moment, no, because I haven't got the speakers on, you see.
I think we should start... Should we start taking bets now it's got to this semi-final stage? I mean, we could do that.
Who's going to win?
I don't know. I don't fancy my chances because I'm absolutely useless at it. I would say the final could be the...
Dog. The dog.
What were you laughing at just then, by the way?
I'm not going to tell you. It was highly disgusting. And
I'm sure it was.
And I
can't
mention
out of your mouth.
Go out, goodness sake. Sorry, it's a good job this is not telly, that's all I can say.
It's not... Television,
you know.
It is it? I'll be up there, we're working on it. Right, totally amazing.
Right.
You've thrown me now, actually. Yes, the first quarter final. I would go for Ian against Tony in the final, myself to lose, and I think maybe Fritz to lose. I don't know. I'm sorry, Fritz.
And I would say Ian would probably win, although if Tony's going to buy me endless beer, I'd say Tony's going to win.
Have you seen Tony playing down here?
Very nice indeed.
He's pretty... No, seriously, he's pretty good.
Is he really?
Pretty good.
Ooh, I know, it's... I used to play darts when I used to go in the pubs quite a lot, but as you can probably appreciate, especially over the last 8 months, I haven't been in many pubs.
No, I could imagine that. Just the Knock Deep Tavern, that's
the Knock Deep Tavern,
isn't it?
Yeah, my cabin.
And the one over the road, of course. That's not a bad one, that one over the road, occasionally, actually, when the weather's good.
The Bilge Club.
Yes, right. I haven't been in there since then, but is that open now?
It is open, yeah. It was open at Christmas anyway.
Does it keep normal licensing hours? Or?
No, it's like us. It's pirating license hours all day.
Shocking,
mate. Okay, then we'll see you a little bit later on, Wally.
Have you got two records on the deck or one?
No, I've only got one this time.
Oh, right. Well, we'll do it next time.
You can have Genesis.
Or Genesis,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I bet Genesis.
Yeah, go on then. Guess what record I've got to play?
Ooh!
I'll give you a clue. There's a few of them outside at the moment.
Sorry? The skipper's just walked in, so he's not in, outside. We've got a few of them outside. Waves?
No, close. Close. Waves? I can hear Tom Anderson yelling, Ripples!
Some are wise and some are the wise. They got pretty blue eyes. For not a man may change. For now. launched a thousand ships. Is sinking fast, that happens, you know. The water gets below. Seems not very long ago. Lovely as she was, than any that I know. Angels never know. It's time to get to close the book. The books will never be tried. The book, the song's found its tale. My watch is a
trick of the tail. That was called Ripples. Radio Caroline, we're celebrating 21 years of broadcasting today. Remember this song?
She's one of those girls.
From the North Sea, 24 hours a day. We're having a bit of a party program tonight, as it's our 21st birthday. I'm sure you don't mind. Hopefully you're joining in with the old party spirit. Broadcasting live from the North Sea on 576 and 963 kilohertz. This is Radio Caroline. Time now, exactly 8 o'clock.
like the morning sun. Well, my brother steps in faster than light, and sweet talks this angel fleeing out of sight.
Hey, you, you and the
Caroline celebrating 21 years of broadcasting. Thank you to everybody who's made it possible. We'll be here in 21 years' time, we can guarantee that. That was a song there from Chris Rea. That was called Hey You. Raffle's rummaging around at the moment. Raffle, what are you doing? Goodness me. He's down by my legs at the moment. Hello, Raffy. Go on, Raffles. Say something to the listeners. Go on. Go on. There's his paws. Go on, Raffles. Bark. Bark. Say something. Go on. Look at that pussycat over there, Raffles.
There must be six people in Frinton tonight saying he doesn't exist, he doesn't exist.
He does, honestly. Take it, Raffles.
Take it, Raffles.
Aluminium bone, Raffles. That's what cans are. You see, Coke cans and beer cans out here are not wasted. Raffles eats them.
He told me in privacy the other day, John, that he will never speak on the air.
Really?
When he's asked to, because apparently some Spanish radio station failed to pay him for his performance.
Hey, another dustbin.
There he is. There's the one. And there's... Come on, Raffles, aluminium phone.
Come on, aluminium
phone. Oh, there he goes. Going to this
one. He's up at the door.
Oh, he's gone. There he is. Raffles, he must have broken the record for any... There he is, he's kicking cans around outside. He must have broken the record for somebody being on a ship the longest. He's been here 3.5 years, haven't you, Raffles, eh? 3.5 years, there we go. So there's me moaning about 8 months. 9 minutes after eight. Now from one old dog to another. Hello, Wally.
Thank you. What was the next record?
Oh, it's Fleetwood Mac, but I think I'm going to play it. I don't even feel like talking to you after that.
Okay, I'll play the next record then.
See you after this one.
Okay, mate.
Thank you.
got my little pet Raffles keeping me company, haven't I, eh? Hey, Raffles! Good boy! He's keeping me company this evening, Raffles the dog here, our ship's dog. That was Rhiannon and a song there from Fleetwood Mac. Right, let's say hello to everybody downstairs once again.
Hello there, is Raffles still rummaging around your legs like 5 minutes ago?
Can you hear him? Come on, Raffles, hey, he was a good boy then, eh?
He's a one for a quick rummage, isn't he, when he can?
I think he wants his dinner, actually.
Or something.
He's got paint all over his fur, because we've been painting the ship, and he's been rubbing up against the walls again, haven't you, little swine?
Yeah, totally. I don't think that was the only thing he was rubbing up against.
No.
Listen, before I give you the latest dart situation, while I do that, why don't you cue another record?
Get down, Raffles. Goodness.
What's he doing? Tell us.
He's trying to take the records off the table.
No, well, I was going to suggest you put another one on, and maybe even a cart from the rack. And we have a choice of three, and then we'll vote on it down here once I've told you about the darts, all right?
Keep talking, then.
I'll keep talking. Don't worry, I'll go on all night.
Funny enough, I was going to play kart next, so I've got two bare turntables.
Two bare what?
Turntables.
Oh, right. Okay, actually, the darts is now all over. The two semi-finals were won by Ian, skipper, and Fritz. So the final was therefore between them, and it was funny, actually, as it progressed, the quality of play went up, and the games got a little bit quicker. Anyway, it was Ian and Tony in the final, and it was won about 5 minutes ago by Tony, who beat the skipper. So he has walked away from the ship with a cup. Well, he's not going to walk away. Your name doesn't begin with J, does it? No. Tony has won the darts competition, and he's won the cup, and he beat, I would say, fairly easily, actually. Yeah. And it was from, as it was the final, we didn't do it on all of them, but we did a double in and a double out, and we did it from 5.01 instead of 3.01. So Tony the Fisherman is the champion.
Tony the Fisherman. So. Keep talking, Wally, for a minute.
Right. Are you busy working, queuing things up, or looking for things?
No, it's all right. I'm just queuing things up.
Right, okay. I wonder, actually, that we've got, at the moment, there's people, various people in various stages of, well, I won't say the word, you've said it before anyway.
Get down!
What is he doing?
Sorry, I forgot the microphone was on.
Oh, I'll turn it off, I don't care. Yeah, we've got, there's about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of us down here at the moment. So, actually, there's Ron here from our Radio Monique. Ronald, are you participating in our beer or not? Have you tried this Caroline beer?
I tried some, but I also tried some champagne. I don't think the combination will work out, so I stopped with the beer for a moment.
Are you going to try some more beer?
Well, I think so, later on.
Later on, yeah? Do you think you can take it? Because you're very young, aren't you, honey?
Underage drinking, shouldn't be allowed.
Right, there's Peter Phillips here as well. Have you, you're very quiet. I mean,
hang on, wait for some massive words here. Everybody get their dictionaries out.
Yes.
The World Service
is here. Have you been trying the beer?
Good evening. Yes, I've been joining the Ross Revenge Revelers with in sampling the GBH birthday brew, and it's mind-boggling.
You know, Johnny, anyone else would have just said yes or no, wouldn't they?
Oh, no, yes,
did you hear that?
Doesn't...
All that just to say yes. Fiona, have you... Oh, I can't come any further. Pardon the expression. So my cable's a bit short. I have to rephrase that one as well, I think. Fiona.
I'll tell you what, there's some laughing going on somewhere on this boat.
Have you tried the brew,
Fiona? Story of your life, Simon.
Sorry?
That's the story of your life.
What's that? I didn't hear the phrase before it. Oh, the cable too short.
Yeah,
sorry, yes,
Fiona.
Right. How do you know, anyway? Fiona.
Yes, I've tried it. It's very, very good.
What's that, the cable?
We go on to the next one. There's Walter Siemens here, also from Monique. He's actually got something in his hand that isn't beer, and it's not that either, and it's not my cable. It's some Fanta. Have you tried the beer or not?
Yes, this is just a break. I love beer, but this one is terrific. What is in it?
What's in it, Johnny? What's in it?
What's in the beer?
Yeah.
Double the amount of sugar and half the amount of water, basically.
That means it's double, or four times the strength, I presume. I don't know anything about making beer. Just a cup of water. There's a boy here, Chris Pearson. I can't reach over there. You know, it's not long enough.
Hello, Barrett.
Right, have you tried the beer or not? Someone's just tripped over my cable. I've come unplugged now. Right. I've been put back in, as it were.
Right. I call you Wally, huh?
Yeah, what about the beer?
It's all right, you know, it's there. We use it to strip the floors off with later on.
Fritz, what do you think of it?
Of what?
The beer, you fool.
I never drink beer, so I don't know.
Oh, you could at least try it, eh?
Not this brand.
This brand. Yeah, tell me.
Can you generally ask what the opinion of the beer is? Does it work or does it not work?
Did you hear that one?
No, I didn't. What is that?
There was a question. Where's the bucket? I think it's working slowly, but I think everyone's aware of the strength, and we're taking it slowly. I think if you ask that question in about 2 hours' time, you might get a totally different answer.
Right. Yeah? Okay, then we got, wait for this, 5 records.
Five?
Five, oh yes.
Over the top.
Yeah. Right, we've got the Lacey Street Blues Band, Two Way Army, the Doobie Brothers, the Police, or the Thompson Twins. Doesn't matter which. And I'm sure listeners think we're kidding them. But oh no, here are the Doobie Brothers. Right, they're the Doobie Brothers.
Right. I've got to get a pen and paper here.
Two Way Army. Right. Two Way Army.
Oh, God. Right, Two Way Army, that's jumping out.
We've got the Thompson Twins. There's the Thompson Twins, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And we've also got the Police.
Don't want them, do we?
Right. Yeah. And we've also got Lacey Street Blues Band, but I'll cue that one up later on. So which one do you want?
Okay.
Lacey Street Blues Band, Two Way Army, Doobie Brothers, the Police, or the Thompson Twins. Up to you. Oh, and we've got Deep Purple as well. Deep Purple, oh yes.
We've just installed another record deck up there this afternoon,
you should see what we've got up here for this programme.
The whole package,
We got the whole package, yeah.
So we got the Doobies, Two Way Army, Thompson Twins, the Police,
and the Lacey Street Blues Band.
Lacey Street Blues Band and Deep Purple.
Yeah, so which
do you want a vote
want?
Or a cheer?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Which do you
one
want?
One for the Doobie Brothers.
Okay, we've got one for the Doobie Brothers.
Right, cheers down here, please.
One for the Lacey Street Blues Band.
Okay, we're doing... Oh, crud. Just tripping over my cable again. Gets in the way all the time.
Another one for the Thompson Twins next door.
Right, quickly. Which one do you want? Ronald.
Doobie Brothers.
Another one writing down?
Raffles, get down!
Peter Phillips.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers.
Another one for the Doobie Brothers.
Two Way Army, Thompson Twins, Police, Lacey Street, Deep Purple, or Doobies? Fiona?
Thompson Twins.
Walter.
Two Way Army.
Doobie Brothers Chris. Are still in the lead.
Police.
Throw him over the side.
Mayo.
Doobies.
Right.
Fritz.
Well,
my cable's come out again. Right, Fritz. Did you hear that?
Doobie Brothers are still in the lead, by the way.
Thompson Twins was the last one from Fritz, and the last vote, no, myself as well, so, Tony, the winner of the darts.
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. I'll go for...
It doesn't matter what you go for, actually, no, the Doobie Brothers have won.
Okay.
What? Skipper's orders, he wants the Thompson Twins for his daughters.
Oh yeah, okay, okay then. Right, if the Skipper says he wants the Doobie Brothers, that's it.
I thought we had democracy.
I mean the Thompson Twins, yeah. I'm not going to be hung, drawn and quartered. So we'll play this song. It's Doctor Doctor, especially for the Skipper's daughter. She loves this one.
I saw you there, just standing there.
Thank you.
His daughter, Dr. Doctor, and that was a song there from the Thompson Twins. Radio Caroline was celebrating our 21st birthday today. It's 25 minutes after 8 from the North Sea. Not a bad evening out here. A little bit earlier on it was a wee bit rough, but it's calmed down nicely now and the old stars are shining.
Now, the Doobie Brothers to sing this song.